And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. I'm Anthony Edman, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. And if you're just tuning in or catching the second hour of this program, it's the Earshot 20, a show where we count down the top 20 albums and now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And our charts are for the week ending February 26, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yeah, Earshot is the national campus and community radio report brought to you by the NCRA. And every Tuesday evening, you'll find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 albums every week. Also, you can find the regional submissions of their top 30s, about 37 stations submitting their top 30s this week. And you can also find specialty charts both nationally and regionally from electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, and folk roots and blues albums. Also, monthly charts and yearly countdowns and features, including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a couple of ways. Facebook.com/Earshot20, that's our Facebook page. You can also find us on Twitter, @Earshot20, that's our handle. And you can get in contact with us via email or Gmail. What is wrong with me today? I think it's all your foolishness. You drugged me before I came into the studio. You can email us. It's earshot20@gmail.com. How do you like that? I completed it. I did it. It took me a while.
I don't even have confidence that you would know how to check email. You can't even
After
speak.
That debacle. Oh, man. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can also get in contact with us. We love to play your music in addition to what we're playing on the show. And in the first hour of this program, if you missed it, we had our second installment of January through December with Clinton Charlton. So be sure to check that out if you want to. On Facebook, we will post links to the show after it is mixed down, recorded, and all ready to go. And you can listen to it there. All right, we're going to get into it. We're going to start the countdown with number 10 and move on up. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
All right, you're going to hear a track from the new Lee Harvey Oswald record at number 10, down from number 3, called The Folk Sinner. And that is a track called Freedom.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Knees and hands.
Shot 20. Number 9.
Gama, 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 gama.
Shot 20. Number 9.
I was looking through the Bible. If you try, you can't remember that what you see is just what you know.
I was
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Foxygen off of the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic at number 8, up from number 12, and a track called On Blue Mountain. Before that, A Silent Moment by Elephant Stone off of their recent self-titled album, their latest, at number 9, up from number 16. And starting off that set was Freedom by Lee Harvey Oswald at number 10, down from number 3, and the album The Folk Sinner.
Some big movement on the charts, and potentially some more movement could be coming up. Brian's about to give you the rest of the lowdown, and these are some albums debuting on the charts that could find their way onto the top 20.
Yeah, debuting at number 37 this week is one of my favorites of the year so far by Ice Age, who are a punk rock group from Copenhagen, Denmark, and their latest release, their sophomore release, is called You're Nothing. At number 35 is PVT and the fourth album from the Sydney, Australia experimental rock band, which is called Homo Sapien. And at number 29 is the fourth full-length from the New Zealand-based indie pop group Ruby Suns called Christopher. And at number 25, Beach Fossils, and the second album for that Brooklyn indie rock band is called Clash the Truth.
Very cool. So we could see some more movement. And of course, this time of year, I find, is probably the best time to notice some movement. It's almost like much better than, but almost like, you know, all the Oscars, all the award shows. You always see the best movies that always get nominated come out either at the beginning or really close to the end of voting.
There's never any good movies in the beginning of the year. That's where all the junk goes.
No, I've heard of some good ones.
Well,
I have poor taste in movies. Is that what you're? I knew what you were going to say. You didn't even have to say it. You're awful. All right. Well, that's exciting. Some could be some movement on the charts. So look forward to that. And we're seeing some movement near the top of the charts too. I don't want to give anything away. Of course, if you've gone to the website, you know who's sitting at number one this week. And it is our number one from last week. But
only two albums sitting still this week. So yeah, lots of movement for sure.
And we could see a new number one coming up very soon as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we're going to get back into the music now and give you more of the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, another debut at number 7 this week is the third album for the Toronto indie pop quartet, The Bicycles, which is their first album since going on hiatus in 2009 and the follow-up to their previous album, which came out in 2008. And it is called Stop Thinking So Much. You're going to hear a track called The Sun Don't Want to End. And after that, The Opposite of Afternoon by Unknown Mortal Orchestra on their sophomore release 2 at number 6, down from the number 2 spot the week before.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7. We'll be right back. On Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
And molten virgins and light, growing in the naked and afraid.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was number 6, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, down from number 2 off of their second album, believe it or not, called 2. And you heard a song called The Opposite of Afternoon. At number 7, debuting in that spot was The Bicycles, and their latest is called Stop Thinking So Much. And you heard a track called The Sun Don't Want to End.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20. Brian and I are counting down the top 20 albums now, heavy into the top 10. And we do this every week. And it wouldn't be possible without the great support of the NCRA and Earshot Online, earshot-online.com, where we get the charts from. And if you missed any part of this program and if you want to hear it again, or you just love the program and you want to listen to it over and over and over, kind of relive a Groundhog Day sort of effect, you can do so. We have two places where we upload the site to. The NCRA Program Exchange, and that's open to radio stations to go on, and some great radio stations that rebroadcast this show. And then we also upload to, I can't remember the name of it, Brian, what is it?
Radio for All.
Radio for All. And that is literally for all.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
I think it's also radio4all.net is the website.
Very nice. So you can get it there.
And that's for download there.
We will post the link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. And that's a great way to get in touch with us if you want to get in touch with us. You can also email us, earshot20@gmail.com. And we're on Twitter, rather. Our handle is @earshot20. All right. Going to move on now and bring you a couple more tracks from the top 10. Now we're moving on. We're getting close to the number one.
All right, you're going to hear at number 5 this week, all the way up from number 14, Thou and the Get Down, Stay Down. And from the album We the Common, you're going to hear The Feeling Kind. And then by Julie Duran, Sitting Still at number 4 is her newest, So Many Days. And you're going to hear Cars and Trucks.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
I left for a living that I built myself. I thought of you. I called someone else. This is how it settles when the dust does wrong. We never find out, we'd rather not know. Oh, honey, look alive. It's just human troubles in the modern times. You have got your worry, early death and love. No more other reasons, you got plenty of. Well, what if you just breathe the breath of the wanting?
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
What do I do when I wake up at 6:30 and I am in the city? I go back to sleep and wait for the streets to wake me with the sounds of passing cars and delivery trucks. So now I wake up. Just for me, but it's rainy and gray, but that's okay for today. Well, it's one of those days where you don't know what to do. Oh, one of those days where you're feeling kind of blue.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Cars and Trucks by Julie Drouin off of the album So Many Days Sitting Still at number 4 this week, Before that, at number 5 was Thou and the Get Down, Stay Down, and the album We the Common. Coming up from number 14, and you heard a track called The Feeling Kind.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond.
No, you're
Edmond.
Not. You're Brian. You've never been. Ever.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
End of the
That's
show.
That's quite interesting.
I always get crazy. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. This is the show where we count down the top 20 albums to chart every week on earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And then we send out for syndication, and we'd like to give a shout out to those stations that are carrying the program as a thank you, because without you, this show wouldn't be possible. And I credit that the fact that all of these stations get behind this program to some of the great interviews we have, such as a couple of weeks ago when we got Yola Tango for an interview.
All right. So you might be hearing us on one of these 13 radio stations across the nation, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Caper Radio, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CKUW in the University of Winnipeg, CFUV at the University of Victoria, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Kootenai Co-op Radio, UMFM at the University of Manitoba, CFBX the X92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, or Bay of Islands Radio at Grenfell Campus in Memorial University in Corner Brook, Newfoundland.
All right, all across the nation, thank you very much. And if you're listening to this program, you're tuning in, thank you very much for listening. 3 more tracks to bring you before the end of the program. Pretty exciting. And some, as we've been talking about all along, there's all kinds of movement on the charts. And our number one is the same this week, but it could change next week. And we've seen some big jumps. So without further ado, I'm going to let Brian introduce what's coming up next.
All right, you're going to hear a track called I Couldn't Be Your Friend by Tegan and Sarah at number 3. Up from 7 is their album Heartthrob. Following that, number 2. Up for number 9 is Hayden. And from the album Us Alone, you're going to hear a song called Motel. And sitting still at number 1 this week is the latest Yola Tango record called Fade. And when we return, we'll let you know the track that you heard.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Oh,
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was YOLO Tango, Sitting Still this week at number one again, and their album Fade. You heard a track called The Point of It. And before that, number two up from nine is Hayden, and from the album Us Alone, you heard Motel. And starting off that set was I Couldn't Be Your Friend by Tegan and Sarah from the album Heartthrob. And that was at number three up from seven.
That does it for us. If you want to catch any part of the program, remember you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. We'll post links to the program and you can download or listen online. It's been great. We'll be back next week to do the top 20 all over again. More great campus and community. I always get that mixed up. Campus and community radio is on the way. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.